Do you know where your business cards are? Do you remember those things we used to carry around with us years ago, back before you know what? I had to go looking for mine just the week before last. I was going to a conference up in Dublin and I had to go searching, and I found them in the attic eventually because we hadn't given them out for 2.5, 3 years because, number one, you couldn't give them to people because you couldn't physically pass a piece of paper or card because you were standing 2 metres or more away from them. But then you just weren't at any business conference or anything like that. But the business card is effectively, or could be, entirely eliminated. Remember what it was and forget that now, because there's a new technology solution and it is being developed, it has been developed by an Athlone company called TapiTag. That's TAPITAG. It was co-founded by Mark Gibbons, John McHugh and Ivan Eustace. And they basically provide wooden digital business cards or kind of any material that you would like. And the team at our term has been the ultimate sustainable tool for individual startups, SMEs, large corporates and retail. Time to dig a little bit deeper. I'm joined by CEO and one of those co-founders, Mark Gibbons, in studio now. Mark, how did you come up with the idea for TapiTag and when did it all start?
Well, it started, great to be here actually, Ronan, and thanks for having me. It started, we were at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas back in 2020. And it was, we'd been traveling back and forward to that show for a number of years. And I was constantly getting sick of carrying around a bundle of business cards and a bundle of product brochures from different brands. And the big problem was not many of those business cards were making it into my phone. So, and that's what we obviously want to achieve when you make a new connection of connecting, being able to send an email straight away or connecting with a phone call. So, so on the flight home, myself and the two lads, John and Ivan there, we just said, look, there has to be an easier way. There has to be a better solution there. So TapiTag was born after that. So we seen that NFC technology was already in the market in terms of being used on a number of different bits, like your bank card, and that you could tap your bank card off a terminal and make a financial transaction. What a TapiTag is, it has the same technology. It's the same NFC chip inside of our business cards. But when you tap it off a mobile phone, an iPhone or Android, it shares information rather than let's say a financial transaction. So, so you share your TapiTag profile. On your TapiTag profile, it holds your contact details, all of your social media details, your websites, your Revolut, your PayPal, links to your Amazon page. Pretty much anything that has a URL link, you can store on your TapiTag profile. And the really great thing about it is it's always updatable. So you can update it at any time. So you're never out of date. Which is obviously a problem with paper business cards that you mentioned it yourself. You have to go into the attic.
Yeah. If anybody, and there's often, they come in minimum order quantities of 2,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I suppose just for listeners' benefit, I actually have in my hand at a minute a TapiTag. So it looks, it's the same size as your conventional business card. It is equally as thin because I know Mark mentioned like a chip inside it. You cannot see anything on it. It's a piece of wood. It has my name on the front and it has what looks like a QR code on the back. Very discreet, very, you know, very svelte, you know, very lean. Actually, if somebody found it, they may not know what it was. So just when you get the idea of like, don't have an idea of this kind of clunky piece of technology. It's very lightweight, fits in the wallet, fits in the pocket. And that effectively does as a business card for me going forward. How did you come about actually developing it then, Mark, like in setting on the size, the format, getting that technology inside the card?
Yeah, well, I suppose the size of a business card is, it's, people know it from over the years that they've used, let's say, paper cards. What TapiTag does, it gives you the ability to replace all of those paper cards. So we thought of keeping the same size, keeping the same format. We also have our phone tags. So it's the exact same, it's the exact same technology, just in a small tag that sits on the back of your phone. It can sit under your case or it can pop onto the back of your case. But what we needed to develop was that kind of software solution that once you tap your card that it will lead to. So somewhere that can hold all your information safely, securely. We work with Amazon. So we're based on an AWS platform. And that's out of Dublin, which is quite good. It's obviously security is key. Functionality is really key. And how quick everything loads up, because it is loading up on your phone, that's obviously key. For us, when you connect with somebody, you've got a couple of seconds to kind of make an impression. With TapiTag, you're probably going to need 20 minutes after you tap because people are going to wonder, how did you do that? How does that work with the card? So it's quite good.
As I can vouch for myself because I've had a conference in Dublin last week. A guy, Patrick Cantwell from Guaranteed Irish was just happening to be sitting beside me, and he pulled out his Tappy tag, and I kind of went, because I'd just seen the a piece on LinkedIn the week before about you opening in Athlone as well. And just to take us back a bit, yourself and your co-founders, you're not novices in the kind of tech business by any means, or in startup as well. Can you give us a brief background to yourselves, and then I suppose and how you got this Tappy tag to startup?
Sure. So like tech, we love tech. That's our baby. So we worked in a company called TNS Distribution. The two other co-founders, John and Ivan, they actually own the company. So we would have distributed brands like Beats by Dre, GoPro, Sennheiser, any kind of real tier one high end brands into Apple across the world, and into all kind of big box retail, then all across Europe and the States then as well. So that was our kind of background in terms of our love for tech. So we're always looking out for kind of the next big thing, or how we can simplify a problem right now. So obviously Tappy Tag it ticks a lot of boxes for us in terms of tech, sustainability, and helping out companies move to more, obviously, a digital, more sustainable platform.
When you mentioned the word technology, automatically we start thinking of data as well. Yeah. Is there an opportunity as well for, say, companies that could have hundreds or thousands of these Tappy tags in use with their staff as well? Can you actively track then and see how often it has been used and downloaded? Like, it's creating a whole new data set that could be quite useful for even a sales team.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've early last year we developed Tappy Tag Corporate. So it's also within the Tappy Tag family. So what Tappy Tag Corporate gives you is a full management system. So we're working with the likes of, let's say, Deloitte at the moment. So obviously they have a lot of staff. They can log into their management system at any time, make changes to all their staff's profiles, and deactivate cards if somebody leaves, update their staff's profiles if somebody gets a promotion. So obviously it's a big cost saving measure. But we also have built in user analytics, so they can see how many taps they're doing as a company, how many taps the individual is doing. They can see the location of the taps on a country level. So if you're at a trade show in the States, you can filter down, and see how many taps you've done in the States between a certain date or a certain period, which is obviously a really good feature when it comes to big corporate companies who are obviously looking to see what they're getting out of their cards, and that's obviously important. We also, with that corporate plan then as well, we have, I'd say this is an exclusive for you, but we have a CRM system then coming down, probably about 6 weeks away, I'd say. So What we want to achieve is somebody taps the card, they can follow that full journey from tapping your card to meeting a potential client or a potential sales opportunity, and then following that sales journey from the moment you meet the person to the time you close it. So obviously you meet somebody normally at a trade show or an event, chances are sometimes something might get missed along the way. So we're thinking with this, with our Tappy Tag CRM system, that's going to give you a much better chance of closing a sale and growing your client base then as well.
And that's kind of leading, actually, my question was going to be, just before you went into that announcement of what's coming in 6 weeks' time, was if you have two people from different companies who then use a Tappy Tag, can that data then collate so that you can obviously record, well, that's who I actually met and who I was with as well, just to make sure that, you know, well, I've got a contact on my phone, that's who it is.
So right now, actually, it has that functionality right now. So when you tap your card, there's a connect with me button, which means that you can share your details with the person you've just tapped. But there's also a share your contact card then as well. So there's a two-way connection. They can share their details straight away back with you. That will be captured by CRM. The other thing as well is we are linking into other CRM systems like Salesforce, and we've an open API for our system which allows you to receive info and send info down as well. So we're working with a number of companies on that in terms of integrations with their system and our system.
And there's also other kind of quite simple product extensions there too, like asset management tags for equipment and even for tags for pets.
Yeah, would you believe I got a dog market, during lockdown. I got a dog during lockdown, and It was one of those light bulb moments where I said, actually, Tappy Tag could work for pets here. So that's been really good. We're working with Woody's, obviously our direct to consumer site. We're working with Amazon then as well, which is great. But yeah, our asset management side of things is going quite well for us there. In terms of the asset management, we're working with Irish Waterways there at the moment. So just and we're tagging there pretty much all their small plant assets. So the likes of their drills, their lawnmowers, their chainsaws, all that sort of stuff. So that's due to roll out there over the next little while. So it's been a busy year and a half since we started, which is great.
It sounds like when you mentioned the likes of Deloitte and Irish Water as well, you're not talking about small numbers of people
No.
So what's the Gerry? Do you class yourselves as still startup at this stage? You know, are you a fully fledged company? Is it all private investment so far? Or are you using the likes of Enterprise Ireland or that for funding?
So we're self-funded, so we've done all this ourselves. It's been a roller coaster. Are we a startup anymore? I don't know what we are at the moment. And we're shipping to over 42 countries now.
Probably no,
I would say. But look, I think if we have that startup mentality, we'll always have it. That'll drive us on every day. We love working. We love growing this Tappy Tag is one we really, really love to invest our time in and to grow. So long may that continue.
You've made a significant statement of intent by headquartering yourselves in Athlone. What was the draw for Athlone?
A couple of things. I'm sure my girlfriend is listening, but she was one of them. I was planning on moving to Athlone. Well, we're going to build a house up here. That was always in the back of my mind, that do we travel to Dublin? What way do we do it? Do we set up in Dublin? But the more time I spent down at Lone, the more I kind of looked to say, okay, it's the perfect place for any company to set up. You've obviously got the college there, which gives you kind of access to kind of young staff, but who are extremely intelligent. They're hungry to learn. So we've took on a couple of staff then as well while we've been up here. Obviously, you've got Enterprise Ireland up here then too. But in terms of the grand scheme of things, Dublin is, I see it as kind of turning into a mini London, if that makes sense. It can be difficult. Startups can get swallowed up. Whereas I think you have a little bit more, the pressure's off a little bit more where we are in Athlone, in terms of our office space. It's just a really great place to be based. It's a really, really great, and that's coming from a Dub. It's a really great place to be based. So, we're delighted to be up here.
Yeah, I think not too many listening would disagree with you on that one anyway, but... So what does the future look like, say, for Tappy Tag in Athlone then? Like, if you're exporting to over 40 countries already, is it looking at creating employment, or will you have kind of software people distributed all across the world eventually?
Yeah, no, we definitely want to create jobs. So I think by the end of next year, we want to have, the plan is to have 10 plus people based out of Athlone. Our office needs to be a little bit bigger, I would say. But that's the plan. If we're not hitting that, we're not going to be happy. So, There's tons of stuff happening. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's going to be roles created, so we're definitely going to need extra bodies. Absolutely.
Sounds fascinating. As I was just saying to some of my colleagues here at the station before you came on, about the business, and they're all kind of going, wow, that sounds brilliant. And it's almost like, I can't believe somebody didn't think to start producing these earlier. There's always that person as well. But for now, Mark Evans, co-founder and CEO of Tappy Tag, headquartered in Athlone there. Thanks so much for coming over this evening and for putting up with the sweltering heat in the studio. I'll let you out now and get a breath of fresh air. But all the very best with the venture, and looking forward to hearing the continuing story of that.
Appreciate it. Thanks a million.
And if you want to find out more there, you can just look at TappyTag, TAPITAG.co online there and find out all the information you need about that as well. So it's available there to individuals, to corporates, to companies of any scale and size as well. And also can be used for tracking pets and power tools and all your assets that your company may own too. So very interesting times happening, and probably not surprised to hear that there's a CRM offering coming down the line about 6 weeks time. Such is the scale of development there, the pace of development with them. So all the best to everybody involved.